performing at the Improv in Houston tonight. Finesse Mitchell, what's up, man?
What's up, Tom? Happy New Year. This is my first time talking to you in the New Year, sir.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Absolutely,
and congratulations on your new show on Centric, According to Him and Her.
Yes, man. This is the show for everybody who loves any type of relationship drama. We have comedians weighing in all over the world where I will pose out a question, then I'll toss it to the comedians, and then they will give their answers. So it's going to be a real fun show about relationships, dating, sex, marriage, you know, the whole nine.
Sounds like what you do on Arsenio.
Pretty much, you know, Bethany in the daytime. I don't know how, you know, I'm the relationship expert. You know that, right, Tom?
Did you know that you were a relationship expert?
I didn't know that because my first marriage lasted 18 months. So now that I'm in my second marriage.
That makes you an expert, man.
That makes you an expert.
That's how you become an expert. You have to have two marriages to be an expert.
You do.
I love to keep it real, and I love to, and I love to keep it comedic. So I think that's why a lot of shows started inviting me back.
Okay, our listeners want to know, will a man respect a woman if they sleep together on the first date, you say?
Absolutely.
As a
man.
I
will respect her that she did not waste my time.
Wow.
Because if you sleep with somebody on the first date, it's physical, right? But at least after that, you get the chance to get to know them. Now, if he really doesn't want to have nothing to do with you after he slept with you, either your sex was bad or he married. But the fact that he did sleep with you, I don't know no man that don't have sex with you on a Tuesday and then don't call you on Wednesday and say, so what you doing today?
All right, speaking of which, how long should a man wait to call a woman after getting her number?
After getting her number?
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is from a listener.
I don't know. The smooth thing is the smooth thing to do, Tom, to say, so when are you free? When's the best time to call you? And then put the ball back in her court.
That's true.
That is smooth.
So you can't have a call at an inconvenient time. When you call and she say, I'm busy, you say, you told me to call.
you got a smoother one, player?
Smoother one that you're going to always use. Because sometimes they don't want to give you the digits, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they will give you the email address. So
anybody that just want to give you their email address,
no, I'm saying that's one way to get.
You get the email address, Finesse,
because that way you can always get in contact.
If she say, hit me up on Twitter. If she say hit me up on Twitter, she ain't trying to date you.
She
just
wants
your friend. You know what the young cats are doing now, Jay?
What?
They don't even ask for the number. They take the phone out your hand. They'll take the phone out the girl's hand and put their number in and call it. So their number come automatically to your phone.
Yeah, but I'm dating flip phone. That's kind of, that take a long time.
It take you 20 minutes just to put somebody's name in that phone. You got to hit 3-5 times to get a D. Man, you better upgrade your life, Jay Anthony Brown. You know better.
I'm trying, man.
That's Mitchell.
He's getting email addresses, Finesse. Come on.
Performing at the Houston Improv tonight.
Check him out.
And at the LOL Comedy Club in San Antonio, January 17th and 19th.